WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back. We have to do that station ID at the top of each hour. And welcome back to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. This show is on 2 hours every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5. Betty, I'd like for you just briefly to talk about the prayer ministry and the fact that if any of our people out there listening today or on later on the website, they can get prayer for their needs.
Oh, yes. And I said, we have seen so many prayer requests. But we've also seen those praise reports come back of the miracle-working power of the Lord Jesus. And it's so easy to just type out, you know, prayers at bohmglobal.com. And you don't have to give us the nitty-gritty. If there's just, even if you have an unspoken request, send that in. And, you know, God's people go to work.
Amen.
And, you know, praying and asking for, you know, intervention for, you know, things as small as what we prayed for last night for Andrew, or for a person who's going through a financial difficulty or a divorce. All we do is just take your request. We send it to all of the prayer warriors, which I think is between 45 to 50 people, and we just type a small prayer, and we go before the throne of God and bring that request to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you don't know what to pray, it helps maybe to have someone else that you know through the Holy Spirit that can pray for you. And
right.
This group is phenomenal about getting down in the nitty-gritty, down in the trenches and praying. So I urge anyone who has a prayer request to send them to prayers@bohmglobal.com or to pastor@bohmglobal.com or to pastorjim@bohmglobal.com.
Amen. Any of those will work. All right. So, Cindy, back to you. And thank you, Betty. And thank you, Megan, for helping with those aspects of the ministry. Cindy, I think it's very interesting that you said earlier that when some life events happened for you, you got in your car and you drove down. Don't we all need a connection with people where we know that we can get God's wisdom and God's help when we're needing it? And that's what this show is all about. You know what I'm saying, Cindy? You can comment on that.
Yes, it's very interesting for me. Once you make that connection with someone that you know is truthful,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to steer you in the right direction, and that believe the word of God and that everything they profess is true, and then you build that trust with them, it's very important that you keep that connection in your life.
Amen.
So you can go back to it in those times when, you know, you just feel like you can't do it by yourself anymore and you're lost. You don't even hear from God in those moments when you're so down on yourself.
Right. Yes.
That channel is not clearly open for you to hear from God. You might be hearing from him and not even realize it. So you
mm-hmm.
feel like you're just doing it on your own.
Right.
And then getting back to those people that you have that connection with, it can help you break through and see the truth again and how awesome it is to just surrender it all.
Amen.
But,
that's so right on.
I am thankful for our connection, Pastor.
Yes.
31 years we figured it out.
31 years. Can you believe that, Betty and Megan? That's a long time.
We beginning counseling session where it all began, where
right.
I built that relationship and that connection,
mm-hmm.
Planted the seed. So there you go. The radio ministry plants the seed for you. The, you know, whatever we might say on here, take some of it with you and put it in your spirit and think about it. Hopefully we can plant seeds that you can connect to with the radio station and
Amen.
With the prayer team. But yeah, keeping that connection and that line open all these years has been a place for me to fall back on and know that there's hope.
Amen. Amen. Woo, thank you for sharing that. Let's go to this song, mm-hmm. and then we're going to talk to all three of you again in a minute. And this one is by a group called Sidewalk Prophets. And the title of it is this, Hope Was Born This Night.
Thank you. see a star shine, and its splendor fills up the sky. It's the same that appeared and the wise men revered when hope was born this night. Out upon the snowy fields, there's a silent peace that heals, and it echoes the grace of our Savior's embrace, because hope was born this night. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Let all of the world sing the chorus of joy, because hope was born this night. I can hear the Christmas bells ring as softly church choirs sing. It's the song used to praise the Ancient of Days when hope was born this night. There are angels in this place, and my heart resounds with the praise. And like a shepherd so scared, I'll rejoice and declare that hope was born this night.
Praise God. Woo, praise God. Luke chapter 2. About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census. You know, it couldn't have happened at any other time. It had to be this perfect time. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. The census was ordered, and it was to be taken throughout the empire. This had not happened before. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria, the first one for that governor. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town, for the census. Now we know that this fulfilled one of those prophecies from Micah 5:2, that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. The actual name of the town was mentioned. Now this was not just a casual little trip. Joseph and Mary, probably 8.5 months pregnant, was put on a camel or donkey, and they went up in elevation about 1,500 feet around windy, you can picture dirt roads winding around the hillside. And when they got up there, then there was another 5-mile trip from Jerusalem up to Bethlehem. So this was not just an easy little trek. This was ordered by an official census, and they had to go to Bethlehem because Joseph was in the line of David, and his ancestrally town was Bethlehem. So that's where they went. And so Joseph took Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant, and while they were there, the time came. That's God's timing, the perfect time, fullness of time that we talked about earlier in Galatians 4. Came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. Now, I'm in verse 8, of Luke 2. Let's go there. There Were Shepherds, the song we just played. I had no idea. I planned that song, but I did not know we'd be right here at this point. And that was perfect timing because it's all about hope being born that night. The shepherds were camping in the neighborhood. They had set night watches over their sheep. And in the Message Bible, the next word is suddenly. And I'm going to ask the three of you to talk to me about that in a few minutes. But suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. And they had a human reaction. They were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid." The most frequent command in the Word of God is fear not, or don't be afraid. God says it to us all the way through the Word. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Why? Because fear will stop you from moving into the things of God. Fear is the opposite of faith. And the angel said, "I am here to announce a great and joyful event." We're going to be talking a lot about joy in the new series we're going to be teaching here in a couple weeks on the air. "And I'm here," the angel said, "to announce a joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide." I love that. Everybody worldwide. "A Savior has just been born in David's town." That's Bethlehem. "A Savior who is Messiah and Master. And this is what you're to look for: a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." Specific direction. Talk to me about this, Betty, and then we'll go to Cindy and then Megan, about how God's plan for all of us was all of us, everybody worldwide, would have the opportunity to know the Messiah, right?
Oh, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son."
Amen.
"That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life."
Amen.
And it's available to all of us.
All of us.
All we have to do is ask.
Yes. Praise God. Cindy, talk to me about this and this timing, the perfect timing. Cindy, you've just been living in God's timing, haven't you? These God's opportune moments, you know?
Yes, and they seem to happen pretty often, and you're never prepared for the changes that take place when they happen. But mm-hmm. I liked what Megan said earlier about divine intervention.
Right.
So divine intervention steps in when you can't see that change needs to take place, although you are overwhelmed and you know something has to give, something has to change. And sometimes that divine intervention is what it takes to shake you up,
right,
set you back on track, and help you see what's going on. But it is for everyone. I mean, his opportunity, his love, the sacrifice, it was for all of us, no matter who we are, where we come from, or what we've been through. It was coincidentally my devotional that I was in this morning was about the subject of our weaknesses, our inadequacies, which we've been talking about.
Right.
When we know that we can't do it on our own because we're inadequate, that's what God wants.
He wants us
to operate.
Amen.
In our weaknesses.
Yes.
Is where he takes over, and then we know that we know it was all him.
Amen.
We didn't do anything.
Yes.
We just sat back and let him take charge. And that's when the miracles take place. Mm. Is when it's all him. The miracles are evident. We can see them.
That is exactly
when we take ourselves out of it, you know.
You're right on. Right on. And when we submit to his plan, even though we may not see what tomorrow's going to look like, you know. We just don't.
Yeah, it's a total step of faith.
It's a step of faith. And that's why he says to the shepherds here, "Don't be afraid. I've got a joyful thing that's happening to you." Megan, talk to us about this. This is joyful, you know? This is cool when we step out in faith. Are you there, Megan?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Yeah.
Sorry, I had my phone muted.
Okay.
It's when you step out in faith, and sometimes faith, it has to be a blind faith. And what I mean by that is you're trusting in the Lord, but yet you don't know what's going to happen.
That's right.
You have relinquished control.
Right.
And I've had trouble with that. That is a scary thing, can be a scary thing to jump into, but it's something that you have to do in order to seek out and receive the change.
Right.
Is to have that faith and to not fear. Because when we let fear control us, it keeps us from our destiny. And
that is so true.
That's where the devil wants us. And, you know, we talk about that probably every Sunday. It's just people through this radio broadcast, if they could just learn about the differences between good and evil. And that's something here in the story that we're talking about in the birth of Jesus is the ultimate power of God and how he sent his only son here to save us from our inadequacies, from
Amen.
Our stupidity, because we are, the human nature is we are not, we don't live up to our full capacity unless we're walking with the Lord.
Amen. Well, you know, all of that is true, what you all are saying, and this is why I love this, that Luke included the story of the shepherds here, you know, because they're ordinary guys. Not only that, they were kind of the lowest of the low. You know, they were not, they didn't have big, important jobs. They didn't wear three-piece suits. They were probably pretty dirty, you know, sitting out there in the field taking care of sheep all the time. This really reminds us that Jesus is for all of us, no matter what our place in life. And I love verse 13 of Luke 2. At once the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. Glory to God in the heavenly heights, peace to all men and women on earth who please him. So God came as a babe to offer us that peace, to be that calming effect in our lives. Oh my, Betty, talk to us about that, and we'll go back to Cindy for a comment here.
Mm. Well, I think, you know, when they were, this should be, you know, this time of year should be a joyous occasion.
Amen.
We should all be singing his praises and lifting him up above all of our circumstances.
Amen.
And I think that, you know, you were talking about the shepherds, and it's lonely. It can be lonely being a shepherd, being a pastor or whatever, but you know what? They were willing to go and see what's going on. And then when you see, you know, angels descend, it's like, whoa. And that's where you become so filled with joy,
yes,
with love, with compassion. And that's what we need today, is more love and compassion, mm-hmm, for each other, as Jesus gives us, as Jesus gives. And it's just amazing to me how people's attitudes need to change if they would just submit to what the Lord wants them to do.
Well,
his plan. Submit to his plan.
Submit to the plan. I totally agree. And I think this is fascinating, this little section of scripture here, because after the angel goes back into heaven, the shepherds talked it over and they said, they could have said, that was crazy. That must have been a bad dream. You know, that didn't really happen. But instead, that says, let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can. And of course, they did not have a, you know, plane, train, or an automobile to get there. They had their feet. And it says, so let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us. They left running and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. Cindy, talk to me about this, how we should be embracing and running to God's plan. You know what I mean?
What do we got to lose, right?
I mean, we have everything if we don't do it, you know?
We have everything to gain.
Yes.
It's the attitude we should have. You know, we've tried so many things on our own as a personal witness, jobs, careers, family situations,
right,
relationships.
Right.
We've tried everything to find that peace and that happiness that we're searching for.
Yes, yes.
And it gets to the point of, what else can I do to find this peace,
right,
that I need and this joy?
Yes.
And it's that surrender and seeking God's face and looking for the blessings that He has planned. His plan is where we find the joy.
Amen.
So I'll tell you personally, I have had so much peace in these past few weeks. And then the peace brings the joy. So at this time of year, you feel that joy and not the stress or the worry or the, you know, the overwhelming emotions that come with a holiday.
Right.
But
go ahead. Yeah.
It's just so peaceful. I have a friend who made a comment once and it stuck with me. He said, every day is a holiday. So he doesn't get all excited at the holidays. And the reason for that is he's blessed. He's blessed every day.
That's cool.
So his attitude is when he goes into the day is, today's a holiday.
Right.
You know, I'm blessed every day.
Woo. Amen.
If we all could live, if we could live under that attitude, you know, it would just, I don't know. I just can't explain the overwhelming peace that I'm feeling right now and in this time of my life where I'm experiencing, I should be experiencing so much fear of the unknown. You know, I'm just age-wise, we won't talk about that too much, but I'm at a place in my life where these kind of changes are scary.
Yeah.
What God's plan is for me.
You're not as old as Betty, so that's good. So,
but I know it's something good. I know it's something to look forward to, and I know there's going to be joy and blessings untold just by being obedient, because I believe what the Word says about that.
Amen.
The obedience will bring the blessings. So I'm all about it. I've tried everything else, and I've suffered a lot of heartache in trying to search it out on my own. So I'm ready to see what God has for me and His plan.
Well, to me, you remind me of these shepherds, Cindy, because you realized that this was that what was going on in your life was a need for you to surrender more to God and to run to Him for His plan. Mm-hmm. And that's what these shepherds did. They didn't sit around and think, oh, you know, I don't think that really happened. What about you? Nah, that couldn't have been. What were we drinking last night? Or what pizza did we eat that was so messed up? Or whatever the case may be. No, it just says they left running. You know, they said, let's get over there as fast as we can and see what God has revealed to us. And I think the message of this hour, don't get me preaching here, girls, but I'm feeling it very, very strong in my bones. Let's find out what God is revealing to each of us about our own lives and about His plan for ministry to others. Megan, your turn here, and then we're going to go to a song here in a minute.
Well, you know, I like what Cindy said about what that gentleman said, that every day is a holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
That is true, because, you know, just in things that I've experienced in my 33 years is that you
Oh, she's
work.
Younger than us, Cindy. She
I
is.
Am, I'm rather than
you.
I'm young, but I have experience. How's that? is that, you know, there are so many things in our lives that are small.
Yeah.
They are blessings.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what we need to realize is, you know, it might be something little teeny tiny, but it's something that God gave us and it should matter to us.
Absolutely.
And that should be, you know, the people that you love, the children that you have, the roof you have over your head, the fact that you're still able to breathe.
Right.
And, you know, age has no bearing on finding those days that are endless holidays, because even though your body will fail, your spirit will live on, and God will renew your heart and make you of a young spirit. And it's just like those wise men that ran to see the birth of the King. Is that's the type of attitude that we should have, is that we want to run towards those blessings. We don't want to run from them.
Amen. Amen. Before we do this song, Cindy, I'm going to give you a chance to comment again, because I know you're getting ready to get off the air here in a minute. But I wanted you to comment about that. Just this, it's a step of faith, isn't it? When we run toward the future and run toward the blessings, instead of trying to live in the past, instead of trying to live in regrets and uncertainty and why didn't I do it that way? And, oh, I should have done that. Talk to me about that, Cindy, before we do this song.
It is a huge step of faith. And like I said, it's fearful.
Yeah.
It could be fearful if I didn't cram enough word in there to
That's
fight
right.
fear, with the faith scriptures.
Yes.
And what I really like about this these chapters here in Luke is it's right there. with God, all things are possible.
Yes.
The angel shares that with Mary, and that's what, you know, that's what I have to keep coming back to. All things are possible.
That's right.
I truly believe that. So if I step out in faith and quit my job or, you know, just do something crazy like that because God has another plan for me.
Right.
In the natural, people, you know, people do. They think you're crazy a lot of times for stepping out and doing something that you can't explain.
Right.
But if that's God's will and you follow that urge that you know that it's Him calling, to some people it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But that's all, that's comes back to being supernatural, supernatural power, living under the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Strange things happen.
Right.
But once you've experienced some of this stuff and you see the outcome for myself, when I see the end result of stepping out in faith and just saying, hey, let's just see what's going to happen here.
Right.
The blessing for having that faith and exerting it is so rewarding.
Amen.
It's not even the blessing you'd expect. You know, it's over the top.
Amen.
So that you know that it's God.
Amen.
He reveals Himself in the answer.
That's right.
And I know it's happened to me many, many times.
And you are a blessing, my friend. And we welcome you to our radio team of Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we will hear from you again soon on another show. And we're getting ready to go to this song. Thank you, Cindy. Betty and Megan, stay with me. Here we go. And this is so interesting. Thank you, Cindy. This song is Come As You Are by Pocket Full of Rocks.
He's not mad at you. And he's not disappointed. His grace is greater still than all of your wrong choices. He is full of mercy and He is ever kind. Here is invitation, His arms are open. Come as you are, with all your broken pieces.
Praise God. Come to Jesus just as you are. Come as you are. Oh, that's what it's all about. I believe that Mary did that very thing. I believe the shepherds did. They went running to find the baby Jesus just the way they were. They didn't stop to get cleaned up and get their lives all in order, Betty, did they? They didn't stop and say, oh, wait a minute, you know, I've done this and I've done that. And I love that song because it just spoke to my heart just now about God is just looking for us to abandon our worries, our cares, our troubles, and just move into his plan for our lives and quit resisting God. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, because it becomes a tug of war.
Mm-hmm.
Do we do this? Do we do that? Do we do this? Do we do that? And one of the things that happens is that if you come as you are, Jesus accepts you no matter what you've done.
Amen. Amen. He does.
There's been so much, there's been so much turmoil in my life. You know, I remember coming in 1985 when this vessel, I mean, you want to talk about a sudden moment.
Right.
Is that I was just sitting in the chair in a school where we used to be, what was our church. And, I mean, it was just a blink of an eye, and it's like, it's time. It's time, my child. It's time that you come and meet me face to face. Because
wow.
I've been fighting depression. I was fighting all kinds of things that the world threw at me. And it was time. I knew in that sudden moment, just as the shepherds did, as they were running towards, you know, this joyful occasion that occurred, is that you have that joyful feeling when you give your life to the Lord.
Amen.
Because you lay it all down. You
Yes.
lay your burdens
Yes.
down, and you don't have to pick them up. And then once that you've done that, and there's a song, it says, show them your beautiful scars.
Yeah.
Is that's the way the Lord looks at you. He doesn't look at you as a pauper because you're a king's kid.
Right.
And those clothes that you think are rags, you can take those, you can throw those down at the foot of the cross and put on a robe of the garment of praise.
Yeah.
You can shake off the heaviness that comes with that and understand that it's your life changes. You think, oh, you know, ever since I accepted the Lord, I've just had nothing but trial and turmoil. Well, you know what? The Lord's got a plan for you.
Yes.
You've just got to hold tight to that faith. You've got to trust him and believe in him and quit trying to go your own way.
Right.
Because he is the ultimate. He is the ultimate. He's the king. He's the ultimate. He is the one that's going to show you which road that he wants you to go down, because it's already pre-planned, just like the birth of the Lord. It was already pre-planned.
Right.
And they ran. That's the most coolest thing about this is they ran.
They ran.
To him. They ran.
I love
to
that.
Him. I love that. And
they didn't take their old sweet time.
No,
they realized they need to meet the Messiah.
That's right. We're going to go see. Woo! We're going to go meet the big commander in chief. And it's amazing.
Amen.
It absolutely amazes me.
Wow. Megan, talk to us. I love that.
Well, you know, we need to learn to not only run to Jesus and run to the Lord, but we need to learn to run to him every day,
mm-hmm.
not just in times of trouble and
Amen.
Turmoil.
Right.
But, you know, it seems like that's when most of us want to run toward Jesus,
mm-hmm.
when we don't know where else to turn and we feel like it's too late.
Right.
But that's the thing. It's never too late to have that one-on-one relationship with him. And, you know, it's important that we run to him. But we need to make sure that when we're running towards him that we drop all of our pride and all of the prejudice that we have, that thinking that, you know, that we can still, even though we, you know, we think we can submit and surrender to the Lord, that we can still do it on our own.
Right.
You can't have both. You have to let go of that, and so that you can be clean and let him clean you. You can't hang on to what you want and still expect the Lord to do his work, because it doesn't work that way.
Amen. Amen.
It's something simple that you have to learn how to do, and it's not complicated.
It is. It's very simple, but we, humans make everything complicated, I believe. But I just think this is so cool what we're talking about here, that God's angels announced the birth of the Messiah to common, ordinary people. These shepherds that were out in the field just doing their job, what they were supposed to be doing, and the angels declare, glory to God in the heavenly heights, peace to all men and women on earth who please him. And so, you know, that's the key right there. You can have this peace if you turn your life over to the Lord, if you recognize that Jesus really is the reason for the season. That's what it's all about. And as the shepherds talk it over, then they run to find the Messiah. And I love it that it says seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the shepherds were impressed. And then, of course, the shepherds must have been interacting with Mary. Verse 19 of Luke 2, Mary kept all these things in herself, holding them dear deep within herself. The shepherds returned. And here's interesting. I love these next couple lines. The shepherds go back to their job, to their ordinary lives, just like all of us are involved in ordinary lives. They go back, but they went back, it says in the Message Bible, they let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen, and it turned out exactly the way that they had been told. Whoa. Betty, talk to me about that. The shepherd's reaction as they left the stable.
Well, I think they were overcome with joy.
Yeah, they were.
With emotion. Because they were able, in full faith, right there in front of God and everybody, they were able to see the Messiah.
Amen.
And how could you keep still?
Right.
In that moment, or if the Lord does something in your life that is a sudden moment, why would you not be overcome with joy and anticipation of wanting to say, this is what God has done for me?
Yes.
And that's why it's so neat to be on the radio team, because you're able to share the joy. You're able to share the word of God. And they wanted to share. They wanted to say, you know where I was? it would just be like us having an angel appear to us today and say, you know, do not be afraid. I have something to tell you. I have some good news that I want to share with you. Would we not be open to that?
Right. Would we not be so amazed at what God, you know, Friday night we had such a crowd and a party and everything service. And one of the young ladies in our church that she's probably 12 now, I guess. Yeah, about. She was standing beside me and I was hugging her and we were talking. I was, you know, just talking to her about school and everything. And Nathan was standing there and he said, Pastor, do you remember that day, that amazing service that we had clear back about 10 years ago, 9 years ago, when this young lady was only about 2.5? And I said, yes, I remember that service. We had one of those services, Betty and Megan. We've had some of those in Indiana where the glory of God is so strong. You can just feel God's presence just so mightily moving through the service, and through people were as we laid hands on them, people were being healed. There was all kinds of amazing things happen. That day, this little girl, 2.5 or so, slipped out of her mother's arms, and I was sitting on the step of the platform that we have, and I had prayed for so many people, and I was just sitting there, just basking in God's presence. And this little girl ran up to me, and we talked about it Friday night, jumped into my arms, and she said, Pastor, there's angels in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really? And I mean, this is a child, a baby that doesn't know, she's not a baby, but she was like 2.5, did not know that would be something that adults would not normally see, you know? But the childlike faith, and this little girl said, there's one there, and she described them to us. I mean, when she began to talk like this, the glory of God fell even stronger as people realized God was indeed there. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this Friday night. And this is what happened to the shepherds. I mean, the angels descend and they are singing glory to God in the highest. And the shepherds are overcome with absolute wonder and amazement that God has seen fit to appear and send them on a journey by foot to be the first ones to see the Messiah. Common, ordinary people. Megan, talk to us.
Well, that's what we are, is common, ordinary people. And that's what the Lord, he uses those common, ordinary people.
Yes.
Just like those wise men.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to realize, is they weren't someone, you know, extremely special.
Right.
They were just three ordinary guys that had faith in the things that had been prophesied.
Right.
And when they heard that it had come true, their childlike faith sparked that inquisitive nature and made them want to run towards seeing the Messiah.
Oh, right. Yes.
And that's what we need to realize, is that even though that, you know, some of us have become calloused and some of us have become hurt and we don't know how to get out, is that if we could just be as a child,
mm-hmm.
we could just believe what the Father says.
Right.
That it is true, that these words in the Bible, that these things that were prophesied, they are true. That we've seen them come true. We've seen miracles. We're still seeing miracles today.
Amen.
And that's where we need to realize that if we could just stop being adults for once.
I agree.
Learn to have fun again, Pastor.
Yeah.
And learn how to believe in things that we can't see.
Right.
Our lives would be changed upside down.
Well, God said, remember Jesus put these little children on his lap, similar to what I did with Aaliyah that day. And he said, you know, if you could just have the faith like these little kids, you know, coming to me like a child. Jesus said, if you can't come to me as a child, something's wrong here. In fact, it's so simple just to believe that God did fulfill all these prophecies. And the chances of only 8 of these prophecies that date clear back to the book of Genesis, all being fulfilled in one man. I love this statistic. It's mind blowing. The chances of only 8 of these prophecies being fulfilled in one person are 1 in 100 quadrillionth. That's 15 zeros. And I tell you what, when you realize the odds were not in favor of every detail coming together, born of a virgin, coming from the line of Abraham, coming from the line of David, being born in Bethlehem, all of the things that were prophesied, you know, about Jesus' birth, born of a woman, all of those things. If when we realize that there are no coincidences with God, this was God's plan from way before he created the earth and created us, and he carried out his plan absolutely perfectly and right on time, exactly at the right time. Betty, comment on this before we go to this next song.
Well, I think God's timing is perfect. He knows the plan ahead of time. He
Amen.
Knows the numbers of hairs on our head.
Right.
He knows us inside and out. He created
Amen.
Us. And I think that we have to be like children. We
yes,
have to have
yes.
that pure heart as the disciples, even as Jesus picked his disciples after his birth. He picked the ones that were not kings. They were they didn't have a lot of money. They were fishermen. And that's what he wants us to be today, is fishers of men.
Oh, amen.
Is to go out and reach people. Even during this time of year when, you know, there may be someone, your next-door neighbor, who doesn't have any family and they're sitting alone, or there's someone who's wheelchair-bound and can't get out, this is where the love of Christ, we reach out and be able to minister to people. And that's what the Lord wants us to do, is step out and be of good cheer. Bring joy to someone this season. And that's what he brought to us was joy. So he wants us to give the joy that we feel to someone else in return.
Ooh. Amen. Oh, holy night. By the group Point of Grace. What a beautiful rendition of this song. Listen.
His power.
Praise God. Wow. Fall on our knees and worship the living God, the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, the baby that was born in Bethlehem, fulfilling prophecy so long ago. Fall on our knees. What a holy night. Ooh, praise God. I love that song. Oh, Betty and Megan and Cindy was with us on this show today. I tell you, the Spirit of God is really speaking to my heart, and I believe to yours also, mm-hmm. that life is not to be in this new year business as usual, same old, same old, but that we are to really choose this day whom we will serve. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And we are to renew our commitment to Almighty God and to His desires for us and His plan for our lives. And we're to take it very seriously. And we're to anticipate God to move in our lives in this new year in miraculous and suddenly moments. Talk to me, Betty, and then we'll go to Megan.
I don't know if I can.
I know. Overcome, it's, right? The power of God.
Yes. Mm. Yes. It's amazing what happens when you fall on your knees.
Right.
You have a suddenly moment.
Yes.
A sudden moment that spirals you into a new dimension.
Amen.
Of where God wants you.
Right.
It's time that we let go of the things of the past so that we can go and look forward to a new and prosperous and more joyful 2015.
Amen.
People are holding a lot of resentment.
Mm-hmm. Let it go.
People, let it go. And
forgive.
People, that's exactly right. That was the word I was getting rid of, is forgiveness. Is that no matter what people have done to you, the Lord loves you.
Yes.
Most of all. And I know we don't really have time, but there was a sudden moment last night in my life that I want to be what God wants me to be.
Amen.
I want to be truthful. I want... I don't know how much longer that, you know, we're to be here on this earth, but I want it to be a time of fulfillment for the people around me.
Yeah.
For the people that I talk to, I want them to see Christ in me. I want there to be an opportunity of testimony, an opportunity to reach people that have never been reached before.
Amen.
I want to see people set free.
Yes.
I want to see people set free of bondage,
yeah.
from anger.
Amen.
I don't want to be timid anymore. I want to tell of the good things of what God has done for me.
Amen.
And my family.
Amen.
And those sudden moments are going to come unexpectedly and without warning. And we have to be prepared. We have to be ready for what God has for us.
That's right.
To be prepared, that means surrender. That means change.
Amen.
And that means stepping outside of the box. That means a mindset change.
Right.
There's some of you out there today that do not want to change. You feel like that you're comfortable right where you're at. Well, God has another plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
But
Amen.
You know what? He gives us a free will.
Right.
And submit to God today and watch what He can do.
Praise
Give him
God.
A chance. Give him a chance.
Thank you, Betty. Megan?
You know, it is going to be a new year next year. And, you know, I think it's time that we stop getting used to the same old, because that's not what He's about.
Right.
He's about the new and the exciting and the learning and the growing and the constant surrender. Surrender isn't just a one-time thing, guys. It's it's multiple times throughout your life. I've had more than one within the past 12 months.
Right.
And, yeah. You know, it's okay because I love change. I look forward to changing because, mm-hmm. just as Mom said, I want to be who God wants me to be.
Amen.
I want to be the mother of my children that He wants me to be. I want to be the friend to other people as He is a friend to me. I want to show His love through my own life. That's all I want. I don't need anything else. And when we get to that point where we realize that we don't need anything else but His love and His guidance, that's when everything will flow like butter.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I just pray that in this new season that, you know, we stop listening to outside sources.
Right.
Start
Amen.
Trying to focus on hearing the
yes.
one true voice.
Amen.
The only person on this earth that speaks truth is God and His Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And it's time to climb the mountain and come up and stand into the sun.
Yeah. Amen. Let's become all that we can be for God in this new year. And I think this story that we talk about every year at this time reminds us that God came to this earth as a baby so that we could see what the Father was all about, so we could see how much God loves us. Jesus died on a cross so we could experience His great love for us. And all He asks of us is that we receive His gift, that we don't snub our nose at it, but that we say, yes, Lord, I want all that You have for me, and I want to learn to hear Your voice, and I want to surrender to Your will for my life, and I want to be what You want me to be, and I want to accomplish what You want me to accomplish on this earth while I still have time. And that is where we're coming from. The shepherds fulfilled their purpose. They ran towards the Messiah. They came back praising God. Let's run towards Him in this new year as we go into a new phase of our lives, a new season. Let's do it with joy and anticipating that God's got some wonderful things in store for each of us. Dear Lord, we thank You for our listening audience. We thank You for every single one that's tuned in today or will hear this on our website at a later time. Bless every single one of them. Let them know that You love them so very much. Be their strong tower and their stronghold in times that may not be easy. Let them run to You. And Lord, this we pray for our audience. Let them find You in a new dimension in this new year. In Jesus' name, amen. Betty and Megan, thank you so much. We're running out of time. Cindy, thank you so much. If you are in the Tampa Bay area, join us Friday night at the Friday Gathering of Beacon of Hope Ministries at 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater at the Ramada Inn. Also, tune in every Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock for this show. There's a lot of them. We have over 300 shows on our website, and you can go to our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com, and you can find those shows and get a lot of helpful teaching that after 400 shows, we've got a lot of them there for you to listen to. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Betty up in Connersville, Indiana, Megan up in Richmond, Indiana, and Cindy in, let's say, Newcastle, Indiana. That's right. That's where she's at. And I'm right here in rainy Clearwater, Florida. God bless you. Have a great week. And we hope you will tune in next week to this program, Living the Good Life, and join us Thursday night on our new counseling show, Go Yard, starting at 6:05 every Thursday night on this station. This has been Pastor Marcia and my gang there, my radio team, sharing the Word of God with you this day. And remember, it's not far to Jesus. He's right there waiting on you. Run to Him. See you next week. Merry Christmas to every one of you. Have a blessed day as you celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.